chapter 4, verses 20 through 22. I'm going to be in the King James language tonight, so we'll just see what we can come up with. And, boy, we've got something bad going on in the sound booth, boys. It's an echo, and you might have to turn me down or do something, but just God help us with this equipment. This is what Proverbs 4, 20 through 22, very famous Bible verses, if you're a word person. It says this: my son, attend to my words. Incline your ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For my words, they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. And this is a service about getting prayers answered. That's what I want to see happen in this service. I want to see people, you know, sometimes we come up against something, and it's not one of the easy things. It's a little bit harder, and we have to keep after in prayer. I just woke up this morning, and I just had a burden for several people in the body. And Millie and I ministered to him. And I'm going to continue right now. Praying for the sick, praying for any kind of a prayer need, there comes time that you need to just have a little bit more oomph, and we're going to try to get that tonight. Let me have 3 John, verse 2. There's only one chapter in 3 John, and I think you can lower me down just a little bit if you can, and We try to keep that up because, you know, we've got this heat, and we're trying to keep it cool in here for you. But if anybody can't hear me, please let me know. Can y'all hear me in the back? Good. Okay. We are in 3 John, verse 2, the third letter, written by John the Revelator, John the Beloved. John was boiled in oil. John was exiled to the island of Patmos. They did everything to kill him. I think he lived to be about 120 years old, 110. I got one right in there. You can't tell, huh? Is that because my cheeks are fat? I wish, or I pray above all things, that you might prosper and that you might be in health, even as your soul prospers. I want to say the gospel that we preach, the gospel that's in this Bible, covers every part of man's life. Your mental part, your physical part, your spiritual part. It covers it all. And what I mean by that, it's good and it heals and it moves in every part of your life. And I just want you to feel like that. And I just pray that you can feel like I feel. And I probably should have said this a little earlier, but I'm going to say it now. We have got some good tomatoes in the other room and watermelons. That's one good thing about summer, is the tomatoes and the watermelons. After the service, we have what? And lettuce also. We also have some lettuce. Man, you can have a fruit salad. Get you some of them tomatoes, lettuce, slap some watermelon in that thing. Get a fork and a knife and have at it. Amen? I'm preaching a message, praying to get answers in any avenue or outlet or part of your life. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 53. These are all very common verses, but they're also very anointed. Isaiah 53, verses 3 through 5 in the King James language of the Bible says this. This is speaking of Jesus Christ. He was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. You know, when he went before Pontius Pilate, all the religious people got everybody in that crowd to say, crucify him and to take his life. And he answered that he just didn't answer. Pontius Pilate said to Jesus, don't you know? I've got, what's your problem? Don't you know I have the power to let you go or the power to condemn you to death. And Jesus said, well, you don't have any power that my Father didn't give you to fulfill his purposes. So I want you to know that. I want you to know that in Fox's Book of Martyrs, it says that Pontius Pilate received Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior before he died. Also, the Emperor of Rome commanded Pontius Pilate to go and commit suicide. Now, I don't know if he did that or not. I didn't read that far in the story, but I know this here. He lived long enough. And don't you know that when he went to bed at night and he knew it was his word that sent Jesus to the cross, an innocent man, if ever there was. And I'm leading up to a crescendo here that I want us all to come to, if possible. One of the great strategies of the midweek service is this. We want to get you out here in a timely fashion, and we've been able to do that. We love you. And the next place I want to turn, I'm building upon, is 1 Peter 2, 21 through 24. Wait, I didn't finish Isaiah 53, did I? Why don't you give me Isaiah 53, because it's important to get that. Verses 3 through 5. Sorry, fellas. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. The little translation says that he has borne our sicknesses, physical sicknesses, as well as these other things. Yet we did esteem him stricken and smitten of God and afflicted. They thought they were seeing a man condemned that needed to be condemned, is what they're saying. But he was wounded, listen to this, for our transgressions, not his. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Jesus, upon him. By his stripes we are healed. By his stripes we are healed. By his stripes prayers are answered. By his stripes we are healed. By his stripes we are healed. Jesus himself bore our infirmities, and by his stripes we are healed. Oh, let's get in the spirit. Let's get in the spirit of communion, the spirit of miracles, answered prayer. And let me have now 1 Peter 2:21 through 24. Thank you, fellas. You're doing a better job than me, that's for sure. For these are the words of Peter. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. Who, talking about Jesus, he did no sin. Neither was there any guile in his mouth, lies or hypocrisy. Verse 23, who, when he was reviled, he did not revile back at him. When he suffered, he didn't threaten him, but he committed himself to him that judges righteously. Maybe tonight there's somebody in here that what we just need to do is commit ourselves to him that sees everything and not worry about what so-and-so said or what so-and-so might do. Let's think about that as we go on. Who, when he was reviled, reviled not back at them. When he suffered, he didn't threaten them, but he committed himself to him that judges righteously. I want you to know, if you're a child of God, you're in the hands of God. He judges righteously if you love the Lord. How many of you here tonight, you feel like you're a disciple of the Lord? You're not just a church attender. You're a disciple of God. Amen. Who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you are healed. The same thing again. By his stripes. By his stripes you are healed. By his stripes you are healed. Sometimes in the midst of life, there'll be a voice that comes to us and say, God's not hearing your words about healing. You did something and God doesn't want to heal you. See, nothing could be farther from the truth. God forgave all of your sins, even the big ones. God can answer all of your prayers, even the big ones, because he's God. And I'm praying that, I'm preaching that prayer changes things. And we want to shake ourselves. We want to do it in this service. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 1, and I want you to see yourself. You told me you were disciples. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, see, that was the first 12. We're the trillions that has come since then. He gave them power against unclean spirits. Now hear me. He's given us power against these things. You know, sometimes I think, well, is that a spirit? Is that a physical? You know, it doesn't matter. He gave us power over everything. He gave us power to win, power to get answered prayer, power. And that result of that power is the reason we should live for God, because he's real and he's with us and he loves us. And if we can get in the same groove that God's in, we can get the results that God wants to give us. God wants to answer your prayers tonight more than you want them answered. He gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner. Everybody say, all manner. I'm telling you, he could heal anything. We've seen that in the history of this church. We've seen him heal the ones that the doctor said that can't be healed. They got healed anyway. New hearts, cancer gone, arthritis gone, this gone, that gone. Why? Because God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. To cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. There isn't anything, and I'm thinking outside of this room here also, and I'm thinking inside this room, that God, you might know somebody, and in just a moment I'm going to give you an opportunity to exercise your faith, your confidence in God. In James chapter 5, let's look at verses 14 and 15. And the word says here, is any sick among you? You know, we've seen many healings and miraculous things, but the sick are still here. They're still sick people. And there's still need for power prayer, praying to believe God. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they shall be forgiven. Many times, Jesus bundled in forgiveness and healing together. And they really had a problem with Jesus. I'll tell you, the religious leaders of his day, the problem that he had is when he laid hands on people that got healed. And when he spoke to people that had demons, the demons came out. And that intimidated them. They tried to actually get him in trouble for healing on the Sabbath day. Look here. I don't care what day I get healed of you. I just want to get healed when I need it. I've received many healings in this lifetime. And I expect as long as I live, I might need many, many more. But... and if he has committed any sins, they shall be forgiven. I want you to think of somebody that you might know. It might be you that needs understanding, that needs to take their faith in God to the next level and get the healing and the answered prayer that they need. I believe that all of this is unimportant if there's no power. If there's no power, this really isn't that. If this is just, if Christianity is nothing more than a mind thought, a mindset, and that's the end of it, then we might as well practice yoga while we're drinking a Miller Lite, smoking on a doobie. I mean, my God. But there is power. It is different. And the power of God is the lifeblood of the true church. There's power. I'm already at my last verse, if you go there with me. Acts chapter 19, verses 11 and 12. Speaking about the apostle Paul, the word says this, and God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons. Are you putting yourself in a class of the apostle Paul? Yeah. Yes, I am. I'm a child of God. I'm a believer. So that from his body, I've had these in my pocket during the whole service. These are the handkerchiefs. These are the aprons. And the diseases, listen to this, departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. What is binding up the people we love? Is it a physical sickness? Or is it a demon? I'm going to answer by saying this. Whatever it is, it needs to come out. How many of you, since you've been in this church, you've seen miracles, unexplained things happen? Me too. Amen. Now, I'm not on a timeline. I don't feel like we have to go till 8 o'clock. I done preached what I had to say in the name of Jesus. I'd like to see something good be done here. Here's what I have here. These are already anointed. They're anointed by the word I just preached, just like when Paul preached. If you know somebody that needs anything, a healing, a job, help of any kind, I'm going to ask you to act on your faith, act on what you just heard, and come up here and use this sacred desk right here. And take one of these pens and write what you need. And if you need to give it to somebody else, if you need one for yourself, yep, go right over there, hon. And just write down what you need. Write down what you're believing God for. God bless you, each and every one of you. You're acting on your faith. That's wonderful.